come to your senses. Come down from your fences. Open the gate. It may be raining, but there's a rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you. Before it's too late.
Is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, Baltimore.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Getting tough with Russia, ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers.
President Trump has said this week he thinks it's in Vladimir Putin's interest to end Russia's war against Ukraine, saying Monday in the Oval Office.
Russia's bigger, they have more soldiers to lose. But that's no way to run a country.
Today, Trump said if a deal is not made soon to end the war, he'll have no other choice but to put high levels of tariffs, taxes, and sanctions on Russia and its products. Russia is already heavily sanctioned by the U.S. because of the war in Ukraine. The president did not say what more actions he would take.
The Pentagon will begin deploying as many as 1,500 active-duty troops to help secure the southern border in the coming days, say U.S. officials. The Trump administration has put a freeze on many federal health agency communications with the public through at least the end of the month. Hot, dry winds returning in Southern California, again raising fire danger, but forecasters say Saturday there could be rain. This is ABC News. President Trump wants an apology from the Episcopal Bishop of Washington. At the National Cathedral Monday, the Right Reverend Marianne Buddy asked him to have mercy on illegal migrants and the LGBTQ plus community. Trump posting overnight, claiming without evidence that she's a radical left hardline Trump hater. Police in Ohio say four men are in custody after a burglary last month at the home of Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow, one of a number of athletes who've been burgled recently.
Four Chilean nationals facing charges after they were apprehended by an Ohio State Highway patrolman who spotted suspicious luggage being carried to a vehicle outside a hotel, according to court records. The officer pulling the car over, three of the four men inside allegedly presenting fake IDs. Upon searching the vehicle, the officer says he discovered tools which burglars use to break glass, along with an old shirt from LSU, where Burrow starred in college, and a Bengals hat.
ABC is Will Reeve, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Allen. Wisconsin is joining a multi-state lawsuit against President Donald Trump's attempt to curtail birthright citizenship.
Democratic Attorney General Josh Call and Governor Tony Evers said Tuesday that the executive order is unconstitutional and that citizenship by birth is enshrined in the U.S. Constitution. Wisconsin, along with 19 other states, want to invalidate the order. President Trump and his supporters say birthright citizenship is being used by immigrants to illegally get a foothold in the United States. This is unlikely to be the only legal challenge against the executive order, one of dozens Trump signed hours after taking office on Monday. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
11 Wisconsinites are being pardoned for taking part in the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol. The action was another from the package of pardons and executive orders issued by President Trump after his inauguration. The convictions against them range from violent entry to the Capitol to felony disorderly conduct and bringing a dangerous weapon to the Capitol grounds. Trump is calling the pardons part of his Liberation Day and referred to the people convicted on charges related to January 6th as political hostages. A Wisconsin pilot killed during the Vietnam War has been accounted for.
The Defense POW/MIA account agency says Columbus native Lieutenant Colonel Donald Downing was accounted for last month, almost 50 years after he was reported killed in action. Downing served in Vietnam with the 557th Tactical Fighter Squadron in September of 1967, and during a nighttime reconnaissance mission, one of his fellow pilots witnessed a large fireball, and Downing stopped responding to radio calls. Search and rescue efforts were unsuccessful, and the Air Force reported Downing as killed in action in April of 1978. The DPAA says Downing's family was recently briefed about his identification, and a funeral will be held at Arlington National Cemetery at a later date. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Let's say you're presented a stock which yields a guaranteed 82% return. You'd put your money in it, right? That magical stock is called Farm Radio, and for our advertisers, it is pure gold. 82% of farmers listen to their trusted farm radio station at least 4 days a week. The moral of the story? Farm Radio pays dividends, and both the listener and the advertiser lived happily ever after. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Hitting a major mark today with temperatures staying above zero. With mostly cloudy skies and light snow this afternoon, we're still battling a breezy wind, but it's out of the south, gusting up to 25 miles per hour and shoving our highs to the mid-20s. Then, sunny and chilly tomorrow with highs near 10. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Of Trump 2.0, and yet, you know, I feel like we're still chasing to make sure that everything is covered. We'll get an assessment of the first 48 and find out what should be on the priority list for the Trump administration in this week's Farmer Forum.
Live from the lowlands of Hump Day via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin with a conversation with Tom Sell from Combest Sell. Then it's our Farmer Forum with panelists Tim Barak and Rock Ketchnick. Directly following the news, Margie Eckelkamp from The Scoop. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now here's the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, buddy. It's 21 degrees here in northeast Iowa.
All right.
It's beautiful. But we did get a dusting of snow. Doggone it.
Leaf blower can't take care of, though, right?
I'm thinking you're probably right there. We're going to find that out over the noon hour. But,
yeah.
But you know, at least it's not New Orleans or Gulf Shores or Destin or...
Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. I mean, so here we are. You know what I've been looking for? Some crazy weather in 2025. Well, check this one off the list, because a foot of snow in New Orleans is kind of a strange happening. As a matter of fact, it's not on any records anywhere.
Yeah, wee bit out of the norm, you might say.
A wee bit out of the norm. That is exactly right. Crazy kind of weather, and feels like things are going to be returning back to closer to normal conditions here in the next few days. So, but
really?
Wow. I cannot believe some of the weather that they've had down there.
Yeah.
48 hours in, what do you think?
I feel good, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to do my stuff, you know, from one day to the next. But it does feel good. The air, I don't know. The air is a little sweeter. The sunshine. A little brighter.
A little brighter?
It's hard to explain.
Yeah. It is a little hard to explain, but I can tell you this. The guy's got us hopping, trying to make sure that we are covered on all the angles of all the issues that he is addressing very short period of time.
There's so many, dude.
Oh, so Wiesmeyer does a daily update, okay?
Yeah.
He does a daily update. There were 31 separate items in his daily update this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
31. It just that's an out of the ordinary day. I don't know if it's 12 inches of snow in New Orleans out of the ordinary, but it's an unordinary day. So
feels like an extraordinary period of time. Let's
no
just
doubt.
Say that. Yeah.
No doubt. All right. We're going to talk about that with Tom Sell, Combat Sell, and then we got the Farmer Forum. Let's get to the news.
Well, Chip, the National Weather Service is hoping a rare winter storm impacting the southern U.S. will move offshore later this morning. Behind that storm, Arctic air will continue encompassing the eastern two-thirds of the nation, with only a slow return to normal temperatures expected by the end of the week. Moderate to strong Santa Ana winds and low humidity will maintain critical fire weather conditions in Southern California into Thursday. Chip, private exporters reported sales of 136,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to unknown destinations during the 24-25 marketing year. President Trump is already pushing for an early renegotiation of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, set for statutory review in 2026, by threatening to impose 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico as soon as February 1. His administration aims to revise automotive rules to encourage U.S. manufacturing and address broader trade issues.
Yeah, and it's not like he doesn't know what's in that USMCA. If he wants to pull the renegotiation of it forward, he knows exactly what it is he wants to fix.
Indeed. Yep. Well, Chip, China has reportedly stopped receiving Brazilian soybean shipments from 5 firms after cargoes did not meet phytosanitary requirements. There were concerns after some cargoes had been found with chemical contamination, pests, or insects, according to sources from Reuters. It was not clear how long the suspension would last, although traders said they expect it to be short-term. The soybean market, you know, I don't know if we can call it a response to this or not, Chip.
No, I don't think so, not at this point. But they may have responded to it yesterday. That could have been part of the rally that we had yesterday. We talked about it with Brian Grady yesterday afternoon, and we were both just like, hey, we don't know if we're seeing the worst case scenario in some of those videos or not, but evidently it's more normal.
Yep. Well, S&P Global Commodity Insights projects U.S. farmers will plant 93.5 million acres of corn in 2025, up 700,000 acres from its December forecast, and 2.9 million acres more than last year. The firm projects soybean plantings at 83.3 million acres, down 700,000 acres from its December forecast and 3.8 million acres less than 2024. Chip, it looks like they just sort of shifted about 700,000 acres by my math, one way and then the other.
Yeah, exactly. We'll talk with Tim and Rock about their thoughts for 25 crop mix.
Well, Chip, a group of 6 senators have reintroduced the Farm to Fly Act, which is aimed at accelerating the production and development of sustainable aviation fuel through existing USDA programs. House Speaker Mike Johnson, who has pushed for a single reconciliation bill encompassing border security, defense, tax cuts, and more, sounded optimistic that an agreement may be close at hand. President Trump at a later news conference said simply, I think we have a good situation when asked about reconciliation talks. Let's leave it there. Chip?
Yeah, we're going to talk to Tom about that coming up here in just a little bit. So looking forward to that conversation with Tom Sell. Let's bring in Margie Echocamp, editor of The Scoop. Good morning, Margie.
Good morning, Chip.
Okay, so restructuring at Landis. What's going on?
Yeah, Landis is an Iowa-based cooperative. When you look at all the ag cooperatives across the United States, they're actually ranked as the 25th largest cooperative. And on Friday, they gave news that they were going to be laying off about 10% of their workforce. So they have 600 employees. Their reported numbers of the folks affected are somewhere around 55 people. And the cooperative says this is across divisions. It's across locations. They also emphasize they aren't looking to close or consolidate locations with this news. And they do see it as kind of a one-time strategic decision, not based on any kind of financial hardships. And Chip, this is a cooperative that we at The Scoop have been following very closely as they just keep making news because of that strategic focus that their CEO, Matt Carstens, has. This summer, they announced the launching of Conduit Ag, which is a spinoff e-commerce business from Landis. They also have made huge investments in green ammonia production. Yeah. Just near one of their locations in central Iowa. And they're a cooperative that also now offers health insurance to its members. So they are changing things up on multiple fronts. And this news on Friday is said that they're going to, it's going to help them propel into the next level, which includes more technology use and the implementation of artificial intelligence. So touching on a lot of fronts we've touched on.
Yeah.
Different transformations in ag retail and how technology is going to change the business.
Yep. Yep. It's an ever-changing part of the industry. There's no question about it. Good stuff, Margie. Thank you.
Thank you, Chip.
All right, Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop. Go, get more on this story and more, www.thedailyscoop.com. Tom Sell is next.
When you're a grower, a land loan is more than money. It's the power to make your fields come alive, to make your farm prosper, to help your operation thrive. That's why FBN Finance gives you more. With experienced loan advisors, often farmers themselves, and great land loan rates shared daily. Don't just borrow money. Borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
You set high expectations for yourself, and so do we. As America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational event, Commodity Classic has held record-breaking shows 2 years in a row, keeping you at the top of your game with a world-class trade show and inspiring education designed by farmers for farmers. Commodity Classic is elevating excellence in agriculture as we visit Denver for the first time in 2025. Join us March 2nd through 4th and discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Markets in Music City. It has a nice ring to it. That's why we want you to meet us in Nashville for the AgMarket.net Farm and Co-Profit Not Price Conference, February 2nd and 3rd at the Renaissance Nashville Hotel, with presentations geared toward risk management, a market outlook, technical analysis, and more. All while socializing some of the top analysts and producers around the country just steps from Broadway. Give us a call to register at 844-4-AG-MRKT or head to AgMarket.net. There's a risk of loss in trading futures and or options.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
It's in the ad council. Day one.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, simplifying land loans to help family farms build a stronger financial future. Visit fbn.com/agritalk.
You know, Davis, normally I would say, hey, listen, we're just 48 hours in. Let's not get too worked up about this.
No, you're fired up.
We've got to get give the administration time to settle in. You can't expect much in the first month. But the expectations for Trump 2.0 don't allow for that.
No.
The work that he's that the administration has already gotten done doesn't allow for that. We've got to be doing some assessment on a near regular, you know, constant basis right now, trying to figure out exactly what is happening. So
yeah, it's almost us who need a moment to just ease into it a little bit. There's a lot to cover here, brother.
Either that or I need a Diet Coke button. One of the two.
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both, maybe. Tom Sell, Combest Sell Associates, joins us right now. We're going to do a little assessment of the first 48. Tom, it's not too late. Happy New Year, man. How are you?
Yeah. Hey, I'm with you. January 22nd. Here we go.
Yeah.
Happy New Year to you. And all.
Yeah. How's the weather down your way?
Well, I'm in Washington, D.C. right now, and it has been bitter cold, but still the mood is warm out here in Washington, D.C. There's a lot of excitement in the air, and so it's fun times. We're weathering it.
No doubt. I'm going to be as general as I can in the opening question here, Tom. What's your assessment of the first 48?
You know, a lot of executive orders, a lot of kind of pronouncements, some coming out today, you know, with freezing some funds that are not obligated from the previous administration, even putting kind of a pause on things like Food for Peace, some things that are concerning. But overall, I think this administration has a plan. They really, there's a level of comfort with what they want to achieve and what they want to be about. And it's all kind of wrapped in this, you know, America first. We love our producers. We love the productive segments of the economy, and we need to minimize some of the siphoning sectors of the economy and really empower the producers. So I think, representing a lot of ag interests, being involved in ag policy for many years, I think we're well positioned. I think it's going to be a good time for U.S. agriculture. The global markets will still prevail, but man, there's just the air of excitement. I think we're seeing it in many aspects in the ag sector as well.
Okay. Now, with the strong moves come some questionable moves. I want to take a look at both of them right now. If you were going to look at just a couple of things and say, listen, as agriculture should be really excited about and agriculture should be concerned about, what's on those lists?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think excited, they should be about excited about kind of a more intentional trade policy that seeks to open markets for U.S. producers, not with just a lot of diplomatic mumbo jumbo and kind of always playing the nice guy, but with a very intentional kind of art of the deal, focused effort to open these markets. And to be at times, you know, kind of, you know, bullish in the process, to use the power that the United States of America has as the world's leading economy to try and lead, by example. You know, we are the greatest model of rule of law. But oftentimes we've been too altruistic in our trade policy. So I think trade is certainly one. The regulatory aspects, for farms. I think the tax aspects for farms, like there's a bill being introduced today on really providing more stability on the estate tax side. Farmers famously land rich, cash poor, and the estate tax can be just an absolute killer for family farms. So on the tax side, a friendlier tax policy is going to be a real plus. And I think if passes prologue, if you look at the previous 4 years of the Trump administration, he's going to be all about standing by our nation's family farmers, those that produce the bulk of the wealth annually from our farms and fields. You know, there's not going to be all this kind of weird DEI kind of mix into, oh, we want farmers to look and be like this. It's just going to be like,
right,
we want to support productivity. We want to stand by our nation's great patriotic farmers. So I think those are some of the big pluses. I think on the negative side, you know, or things to worry about, certainly The labor issue is one that we got to be very careful on. Although I think Governor or former Governor Kristi Noem, now going to be the DHS Secretary, was really articulate on this point in her confirmation hearing before the Senate. She knows, everyone knows that the agricultural jobs are dirty jobs. They're tough jobs, and only so many people want to do the work. And look, ivory tower. You know, right-wing Republicans or Heritage Foundation folks can sit in their ivory towers and talk about how, oh, that is a disgraceful to talk about. It's really undermining the American worker. But there's a reality to this. These are really tough jobs connected to the land. You know, and the farmers are out there employing who is willing to get the jobs in an extremely tight labor market. And so we've got to find a way to either open up the H-2A program to more agricultural workers that would cover dairy and cover beef and things like that. But I'm going on. I'm sorry for going so deep. But look, the immigration, the labor availability, farm worker side is an area that's got to be some concern. We're already in a tight labor market, and that could get worse. So we have to worry about that. Certainly some of the retaliatory things that could be done on the trade side are going to create volatility. But look, our farmers are great at dealing through volatility. That's what they do on a daily basis. So I think we can work through that. So
just a side note here, do not apologize for thinking out loud. That's exactly what I'm looking for in this conversation, Tom. I think we're all looking for that because we're all trying to gain a better understanding of exactly where we are right now and where we might be going forward. You mentioned Noem, Homeland Security. Yep. Rubio has been sworn in. That happened super quick, super easy, super fast.
Unanimously. He's beloved in the Senate. And if you haven't read, man, go read his kind of admonition to all the ambassadors around the world and the State Department, Foreign Service officers. It is one of the most brilliant things you'll read, and very just pro America. It's like, look, you're there to be ambassadors for the U.S. and for our rule of law and for our model of freedom. You're not there to go kind of be cozy with local governments. That's not what it's about. Really brilliant.
Okay, the tariff talk, farmers, I think, are very, very much attuned to any of the conversation about tariffs. Right. It's a different conversation when he's talking about Canada and Mexico than when he's talking about China. What is the latest, and what kind of support are you hearing or seeing in D.C. for the tariff approach?
Yeah, it's interesting. There's been a big turn on this. It's always dangerous to ask someone what's the latest on this in the future, because he's probably having a press conference right now where he's making some new news. But the latest is, kind of given Canada and Mexico, he's talked about a 25% across the board tariff, but said, look, we'll be ready to do this by February 1, which is a shot across the bow, right? It's kind of like, let's talk before February 1. And see if we can get to a better place. I think that goes to the kind of intentionality. This is the art of the deal, sending signals, but also knowing, I think people know Trump will absolutely do it if that's what it comes to.
Right.
China, kind of by the same token, there's been some different talk. The markets have been reflecting the volatility around this, the sentiment around, is he going to do it or is he not? Talking about an additional 10% across the board tariff. The fact is, we don't know yet. And everyone's trying to anticipate. But I do think the record of tariffs from the last time around, when you really look at it and look at the impact on the consumer goods and the markets, it was muted. It wasn't, all the kind of the chicken littles out there who were saying this was, this is a return of Smoot Hawley and this is going to create these great, vast inefficiencies in the marketplace. It just didn't pan out that way.
Right.
So I think there is more comfort level just based on recent experience with these sources of revenue for our federal government. And obviously in a Republican Congress where the alternative sources of funds or revenues is higher taxes, that kind of makes tariffs look a little bit better.
Yeah. Okay. 30 seconds on this one. Should the biofuels industry be concerned or encouraged by what we've seen so far?
Both. I think that's the only answer. I think the all of the above energy approach is one that can really benefit homegrown biofuels. These rules that are being written or have been written and were published, you know, there's some start there. There's going to be some things in there that I think the Trump administration won't like. And so I think we've got to prepare and just stay very engaged. But overall, for a homegrown additional fuel supply and continuing to build into that, I think the Trump administration is going to be right there, just as they have been in the past.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Tom, we're going to call on you again. Love getting your thoughts and your thoughts out loud on this show. Thanks, buddy.
You bet, Chip. Always great to be with you.
You bet. Tom Sell, Combat Sell, Farmer Forum next.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revilock fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15th, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Double-digit losses in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, February milk down 31 to 1912, March down 26 to 1904, April down 16 to 1904, May milk down 16 at 1902. Live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher with triple-digit gains today as the trade getting some support from a drop in some of the grain markets. But also that expectation and that strong countryside demand really has the cattle markets moving sharply higher. Hog markets are mostly mixed. Now, getting some strength from the live and feeder cattle markets, but really the trade is so focused on cattle, it's basically ignoring hogs. February live cattle up 280 to 199.85. January feeder cattle up 222 to 276.62. February hogs up 15 cents to 81.35. Chicago Board of Trade today, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly lower. There have been some overbought conditions developing in the corn and bean markets, and so we're seeing a little bit of a correction there in those markets. Now, for the wheat market, the plains weather is beginning to moderate and will start to warm up, and there's also some moisture in that extended forecast, so some of that weather premium coming out. New crop corn down 2.25 to 457.5. New crop beans down 4 to 1045.75. March wheat down 6.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. I don't know what you're thinking! So call us at 855-4-TALK-AG and tell us what's on your mind.
Man, I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be fun and informative, all wrapped up into one. We've got the Farmer Forum coming your way next. Tim Burak in Iowa, Northeast Iowa. Tim, Happy New Year, buddy. How you doing?
Doing well, Chip. Happy inauguration back to you.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And Rock Kachnick over in Northern Illinois. How you doing, Rock?
Good, buddy. How you getting along up there?
Doing just fine. Doing my best to stay warm, and everything seems to be going okay. Like I said to Davis at the start of the show, at least we're not in New Orleans. I mean, that, you know, where the weather really stinks.
Right, 13 degrees in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Think about that on those outdoor water pipes.
Oh, man. That's going to be tough. It's going to take a little while to recover from all of that. Okay. Guys, Tim, I'm going to start with you. And here we are. We're almost 48 hours past the inauguration. There's a lot of activity that is happening that will influence agriculture. What are your thoughts? What's your assessment of the first 48 hours of Trump 2.0?
Absolutely remarkable, Chip. I don't think I've seen such a transformation in attitude, in progress, in government, in action that we've seen in 48 hours. I'm stunned. I'm absolutely stunned and elated.
So, and elated. Okay, so you're feeling good about this. I mean, there are some things that have got to be at the top of the list of why you're feeling the way that you're feeling, Tim. I mean, is it biofuels? Is it trade? Is it attitude? What is it?
No, it's none of those. It's gender equality. It's gender. Finding we actually are only two sexes. It's immigration. It's making people go back to work. It's getting rid of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Those are the things that are impactful nationwide and for the future. And I think it's remarkable.
What I hear you saying, and it feels a bit like that moral compass is getting aligned again.
That and common sense.
Yeah.
It's just common coming back to government. You know, how people really live, how they really feel, how they work, what they do. You know, it's just, you know, the best people being hired, those type of things, you know?
Yeah. Yep. I got you, man. I got you. Rock, follow that. What do you think?
Chip, I couldn't agree with Tim more. Backing up to 2016, Tim Gregory from the Chicago Tribune came to my farm and wanted a story about my feelings about our new president. And I said, I like this man because I think he is the best businessman I have ever seen. Not only a businessman, he surrounds himself with successful business people. And with the tariff situation, I think he is the best poker player I've ever seen. I question whether so many of these things are going to be detrimental to agriculture. He knows the impact of that. He's just playing his poker game.
Yeah.
I am looking so forward to the cleansing of wasteful spending that's going on in D.C. and state government. You know, I've had the opportunity to go out there to D.C. with the Illinois Farm Bureau on a few occasions. And, oh, my gosh, if you threw a pad down and say, hey, could you just write down here, you know, projects you worked on in the last week or last month? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a lot of savings in the budget.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Okay, boy, you guys have got me thinking and thinking hard. Tim, it feels like expectations are so high. He's meeting some of those expectations, but are they too high?
You know, that, Chip, that's like saying, can you have too much fun?
Okay. We've tried to answer that question a couple of times, Tim, and so far the answer is no.
So maybe, you know, there's going to be a lot of legal challenges to the executive orders. But I watched when he signed in the Oval Office, signing those executive orders, going down the list of all the things I talked about. But what I found remarkable was the press conference he had while he was writing his name.
Yeah.
Absolutely remarkable that we've got a president back, a leader, a communicator. Will I agree with everything he does? I'm sure I won't. But I'm so impressed by his skill and his energy.
Yeah. Yep. Go ahead, Rock.
Chip, as I mentioned there, I feel good about the people he surrounded himself. I feel real comfortable with the people he's picked in the ag community. They are boots on the ground. They know agriculture, and that makes me feel good. They know where we're coming from, and they know what's important to us, and they know how important the sustainable aviation fuel is to us, ethanol is to us, regulations, how it affects our job. And as Tim mentioned, what a relief. What a relief.
Yeah. You know, and like Tim said, are we going to agree with each and every policy that the Trump administration pursues? Probably not. But what Trump 1.0 proved is that if there are policies put in place that are detrimental to agriculture, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be detrimental to the farmers. And it's like splitting hairs, isn't it, Tim? But I think the attitude is Trump's going to have our back in agriculture. Is that kind of how you feel?
Well, I'm a little more cautious than Rock is, and I believe everything Trump will do that he said he'll do, and I believe we could get to the 25% tariffs before it's over, just because it may take a while. Mm-hmm. But we'll have to see. You know, everything is up in the air right now. And I mean everything. How do you know what to do anymore? How do you know what to do?
That's so right.
So, Chip, you know, as an example, I assume that you bought some Trump tokens on Friday when Trump issued them. This is true. It put them out Friday. They traded at 18 cents. Today they're trading at $40. I hope you got yours.
Yeah, they're sitting right next to my Bitcoin.
Good.
I mean, people know that's how an I example feel about
of you. That's an example of irrational exuberance. You know, it's unbelievable, but it happened.
Yes, it absolutely happened. No question. Okay, guys. Same question that I asked Tom Sell. You're both big biofuel supporters. From a biofuel perspective, Rock, do you like what you've seen so far, or are you more concerned?
Chip, when they introduced ethanol, and we were so fortunate to get a plant from our farm in northwestern Illinois, that little kernel of corn changed the landscape of many communities. And anyway, this sustainable aviation fuel and that soybean, what the impact that would have on boosting our selling price, it's just hard to imagine. It's a must. I hope I get to see this to get up to full speed in my farming career. I feel better about it now than I did the last administration. I hope he fulfills his commitment to this.
Okay. The Farm to Fly Act, Tim, there is a group of bipartisan senators that are pushing it.
Yeah, well, let me go back first to what, Brock, I want to add to that.
Okay.
In the Trump executive order in energy, what excited me, though the proof is in the pudding type of thing, is the 15% year-round nationwide ethanol. But he's, he, you know, in that executive order, he's asking the EPA to take a look at granting those. That's a big deal if it comes to fruition. Yeah. How long will it take? I don't know. Will it happen? I don't know. I'm excited about it, but I'm also cautious. The Farm to Fly Act, yeah, that's great that Midwest senators are pushing the SAF again now, trying to get the USDA to get rules and regs out here that allow us as farmers to start figuring out how we can play in that game.
Right, right. We need to make some progress there. It's a
good deal. All, both good. Both good. But one's got a, the EPA's got a grant on one side. Congress, Senate has to pass on the other. So mm-hmm. it sounds good, but it's not reality yet.
No, no, that's right. It, and you guys are making great points. You know, when you take a look at what that total market is and what it could be, it is something that if the market is willing to push it forward, then we agriculture had better get itself in a position to supply that product going forward. It's all good. All right. Okay. We are in the middle of the Farmer Forum. Tim Barak in Iowa, Rock Ketchnig in Illinois. Let's talk about 2025 crop plans next here on AgriTalk.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Did you know that 1 in 4 people seeking treatment for ED are under 40? Hims can help. Get started at hims.com/joy. Through hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/joy.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Pasture field scientist at Corteva Agriscience joins us right now. Sam, I look at the drought monitor map, and good grief, we've got a lot of dry areas out there. And with this transition in the big weather systems out there, it looks like it might stick around.
Yeah, unfortunately, Chip, that's what I'm looking at too. And for those producers that have had drought-like conditions, it looks like it's only going to persist.
So what have you got at Corteva to help us manage those challenges?
Yeah, so I would say in general, those that are prepared for this don't make a drought last any longer than it has to. So in my space, in the range and pasture space, when we have good growing conditions for our forages, timely rains, we want to capitalize on them. So I think about new herbicides like Novagraze, okay, which is a broad-spectrum herbicide that controls a lot of weeds. I think biennial thistles, buttercup species, ironweed species, but here's the kicker, Chip. It does all that while preserving white clover and annual Espadisa. So totally new herbicide, unique to the market.
Okay, timing on application of all this, Sam, because when I look at the timing of a potential drought, we got to get out there and get this stuff treated early, right?
Yeah, you bet. So a lot of these we would actually be putting out in the spring of 2025.
Okay.
So we want to go on, you know, young growing weeds so we can get good control of them. And then we want to capitalize on what I'm hoping for are some good rains in the spring so we can get some of that good growth when you think about cool season grasses that are intermingled with these white clover and annual Espadisa.
All right, Sam, where can listeners go for more information?
On the NovaGrays, you can go to novagrays.us, and also we have a very talented range of pasture specialist team across the U.S., so reach out to those folks and they can tell you in more detail about it.
Sam Ingram, he is a range and pasture field scientist at Corteva AgriScience.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts. What's the and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Our name says it all. AgriTalk. What more do you need to know?
We're in the middle of this week's Farmer Forum. Tim Burrock from Iowa, Rock Ketchnick from Illinois. Guys, there was one thing that I wanted to mention real quick. There's a lot of talk about Trump's executive order to stop the spending for Inflation Reduction Act programs, of which the clean fuels incentives, the climate smart farming practices, the funding is there. Now, they're stopping spending for unobligated funds. As far as I can tell, as far as we can tell, the funds for 45Z are considered obligated. So it's not like that ended the 45Z pursuit out there, Tim Burrock. That's got to be considered some good news, isn't it?
Absolutely, and Brock alluded to it, Rock alluded to it earlier. It's probably the most transformational legislation that agriculture has going forward. And when you look at what agriculture needs, Rock alluded to ethanol and how transformational that was. Well, this is another ethanol if we can get it to the end result, a sustainable aviation fuel. We've lost our exports world. The Brazilians are doing to us what we did to the Europeans 100 years ago. And so we are not the primary exporters, but we're still going to produce these massive crops with genetics technology. So we've got to find something new. SAF is the only thing on the horizon with any volume that uses the products we also produce, bean oil, ethanol. And so hopefully 45Z survives. But, you know, it's going to get really interesting in the next year. And I don't even know what's in this first round of legislation, the big package they keep talking about, how that will look. But we in agriculture need to be on guard because there's nothing else in our future like 45Z.
Okay. All right. Well said. Well said. And you're right. Rock was talking about it earlier. Rock, on this one big, beautiful bill, the reconciliation bill, it includes that tax extenders. I mean, how close of attention are you paying to that?
Not really up to speed on that, Chip.
Okay.
But what I would say is we're very fortunate in our community, about 50 miles away or so, There's a plant there that is already taking a little under 300,000 bushel of corn a day to produce ethanol at full grind, and they've already hit the ground running on construction with the SAF fuel. Now, I'm not sure how that has progressed through everything that's transformed in the past couple of years, but their ducks are already in a row. And what that will mean for the competition for an acre of soybeans in our country, I just can't imagine, you know, the new market that that's going to open up for so many bushels. Mm-hmm. Currently, everything goes on a barge, you know, and goes overseas. But this is just a whole new world.
Yeah, domestic demand. Building that domestic demand for the products that we've got, because Tim made a great point about our exports, and we need that domestic demand, no question. So, Tim, when you think about your 2025 crop mix, what's are you considering any changes?
10% more corn.
Okay, why?
And that seems to be pretty standard. I talked to my seed corn dealer, and he said corn acres will be up substantially.
Okay. Is it just the revenue that the corn acres produce?
Yeah. And all these decisions were made before the rally, by the way. You know, these decisions are made in November and early December. And when I look at all the ammonia that went on corn stalks in November, you can see it coming.
Okay. Well, you got to feel, you know, more confident in that decision since we've had the rally since Jan 10, right?
I would think so. You know, the corn probably still looks as good as it is, good or better than beans by far. So I don't see any change there. With what we did talk about, though, problem is we've had a rally in grains, and also it looks like we're going to have a rally in fertilizer and nitrogen, which is going to offset a lot of what we had hoped to gain, and that's before tariffs, if there are tariffs.
Right. Rock, what about you? What are your thoughts on 25 crop mix?
I couldn't agree more. There's going to be more corn acres, especially our place. I like what Clint Griffiths told me the other day. I thought he commented about, on Ag Day, a comment about $100 a ton less ammonia in the spring. But, you know, with our irrigation that we've added, and the technology and the corn hybrids, we just seem to get a better response and more profit per acre on corn than soybeans. We have battled a lot of issues in soybeans through the years, and when you stand back and look, there's more profit an acre of corn.
Okay. All right.
And in my situation, we deliver it 10 miles instead of 50 miles, so there's another plus on transportation and freight. It's just remarkable what these companies have done with the hybrids. It's phenomenal. The drought stress, insect resistance, all the above.
Okay. Well, is the weird weather raising any flags for you, Rock?
Well, this cold snap is definitely a plus. It should get rid of some of those little critters that are harboring in that crop residue.
Yep.
And I don't know. You know, we've been through it so many times. You just don't get worked up over it and stay awake at night. Okay. You just take it as it comes, and sun shines, it'll be a good day.
Yep. Tim, you've probably seen Elwin Taylor present long-term weather outlook more times than I have. What are your thoughts on 25?
Well, you know, it's the year. Yep. You want to hit the perfect year, it's the year for the 89-year tree ring drought cycle. So I listened Monday intermittently, unfortunately, to your show that you had on. He was talking about, you know, the drought of 25-2 or the weather issue.
So yeah. Yep,
I hope Sean it don't happen. Really don't hope it happens.
That's right. We want a crop rather than a drought. There's no question about that. You guys are fantastic. Helped us put a lot of things in perspective. And you're right. It just feels different today than it did last week at this time. There's no question about that. Tim Burrock, thanks, buddy. Appreciate you, man.
You bet, Chip.
All right, Rock Ketchnig, appreciate you as well. Be good, man.
Good talking to you again, Chip. Thank you.
You bet. All right, Tim Burrock, Iowa, Rock Ketchnig in Illinois. Thank you so much for listening this morning. Thanks for Tom Sell for coming on. Come back this afternoon. Dan Bossi, Ag Resource Company.
Day one. The hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Wake up, get ready, grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A shooting by a 17-year-old boy in the school cafeteria today at Nashville's Antioch High School. Police spokesman Don Aaron.
The individual wounded two other